Wednesday, the 7th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is to read a book. Simple three-word title. Here it is. Eat the Trees. I say again, Eat the Trees. The author is Linda Runyon. That's R-U-N-Y-O-N. Linda Runyon, available at Amazon.com. Great book. It obviously, from the title, it tells you what trees and what parts of trees that human beings can eat to get good nutrition and stay healthy. We have Patient Wayne Agreement, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 12, 13 books, more in a way as he finds time. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Just to follow up on your comment, prepper tip of the day there, the aspen tree bark is the source of aspirin, which is the commercialized version of what comes out of the, and the Native Americans were the ones who were using that. And of course, aspen is one of the common trees in the whole part of northern part of North America.
Absolutely. In addition, real quick follow-up, if you make tea from pine needles, you get a good source of vitamin C.
Right, where there's not a lot of, you know, berries in the far north, there's I'm trying to think of what the berries are that are very, roseberries, hip, they're called rose hips. Right. But it's the big bud that comes after the rose flower, which then produces the seeds, but rose hips are high in vitamin C also.
Absolutely.
Little
well,
moving on from there, there.
what's high on your radar you want to talk about first today, sir?
Well, there's a lot of things, but I don't like to mention this even in public because it sometimes gives fuel to what's going on. But I think it's to the point where it's necessary to expose the fact that I've been under a pretty severe attack here in very subtle ways, not physically, for quite some time. And I'll just give you an example. You know, my webpage had been hacked. It's being rebuilt right now. I think it should be back to normal now where all the shows are back. But mainly there were, after analyzing and looking at really what happened, there were shows that were surgically removed from my webpage. But not just a whole block of them, just some. I'm going, well, what's special about these shows? So I haven't done a complete review yet, but it appears the common thread is that I talk about Biden not being Biden. That uh-huh. Biden, this is the big secret, and you know, go up to the big names of today, the Tucker Carlsons and the big names. Nobody seems to touch that topic. And it's one that I just kind of roll off the cuff regularly. I know you have, I sent you some stuff a long time ago. You've, I believe, had a subpage or at least some mention of this on your own page there.
Right. I've got a panel just for that purpose.
Just for that topic. Yeah. And it's very clear. I mean, this, whoever they got up there, in fact, what shocks me, if you go back in history on this, is that Trump debated an actor right. who was reading from a teleprompter. It's like, you know, didn't you notice that ain't the guy that you're running against?
I think at that level they all know, and whatever, for whatever reason, they keep quiet. Now the State of the Union address comes up pretty soon, I believe, I watched it last year long to determine which Joe Biden it was. It was one of the fake ones. There's at least one, maybe two fake Joe Bidens. One of them was photographed recently walking to his car in a parking lot with no Secret Service, by the way.
I know they tend to slip up. And then now everybody's got a camera. That's one of the great things about personal phones with great cameras. I mean, the cameras are better than my, you know, a $5,000 Nikon camera of a few years ago. But everybody's got a phone. And so there's not much that happens that doesn't get filmed today.
Not much at all. Not much at all.
That's
well,
a good
let's,
one.
Let's do a deeper dive into this matter of Joe Biden. When you first communicated this, I thought, oh, this can't be true. And I started looking at this man or these men, might be more accurate. They're photographed pretty much almost every day of the week, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're on camera and they're giving speeches or they're honoring the dead coming back from, you know, some mishap in the Mideast or whatever it is. And you look at them and, it, you know, can all these reporters who are right there, I mean, point blank range, right there with the elusive president, and nobody happens to notice? I mean, it's not a a good job.
My wife is more observant than I am to observe the mask that he wears, the fake ones. But let's talk about the earlobes. One has an attached earlobe, and the other has a dangling earlobe. Tell us what the difference is between the two. Which one is the real one?
Well, yeah, this is back to, remember that show, What's My Line? And they'd have three panelists up there, and the guests would try and guess who was in at home. We'd sit there and watch and try and guess what this and the guy was, you know, who is the real guy.
What their career was, what their profession was.
Right, right. And so will the real Joe Biden please stand up as the final line every time on that show.
Right.
The real Joe Biden has unattached earlobes, for one. I mean, that's the biggie.
Okay.
The forehead, the teeth, the jaws, the, you know, I mean, they've got the angle of attack of the neck down and, you know, walking with the tightened abdominal muscles from, you know, typical of old people. You know, they kind of got that down. But I mean, when what's his name played Patton, remember the movie Patton?
Right.
And what was it, George? I forget the actor's name. But and a good actor, you're just right there. Or you know, Troy with what's his name, Brad Pitt. You know, it's like you're right there. Hollywood is really good at setting this up to make you believe you're right there. But with Biden, they actually did a very poor job.
Well, they do. And these other things like the jawline and other things are a lot more subtle on one hand. On the other, the earlobes are right in your face. I mean, it is nothing subtle at all about the difference between an attached earlobe and a dangling earlobe. That's just over the top crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you took, like, now we have virtual systems that can identify facial features, and they take various parts of the face and face recognition, and it's something you can put on your personal computer. I mean, this guy wouldn't pass a third grade poor, face recognition program. But the whole issue is, and, you know, this brings me up to maybe another main point of the upcoming election. I was going to make a prediction. And, of course, people ask me because I've done studies on the election and things like that. So I get asked, what's my prediction for the upcoming election? And I said, well, they're going to go with the same game plan as before, where 10 major cities can win the national election now. Then you can name them off on your two hands, the cities that will win a national election because of the way it's carved up, and including
the
Electoral College. Yeah, it's early in the morning, sorry.
I understand.
But, yeah, the Electoral College, they have all that down. And so why would they change the game plan? And all they need is the wooden head, the imitation Joe Biden, to stand in, you know, at 87 years old, you know, he's about 60. This imitation guy is probably about 60, 62.
Right.
So he's not in danger of falling over dead one of these days soon. And if not, they'd have another wooden head right behind him.
Right.
So, I mean, the game plan is right there. Why would you change? It's like, you know, a team going into the Super Bowl like we have coming up this Sunday. But, you know, the other thing about Super Bowls is that the team that does what it's been doing all year to win, the team that does that probably will lose. People are recognizing that. People in the Democratic Party going, hey, we can't do what we've been doing and expect to win.
Without mail-in ballots, they simply can't win without mail-in ballots, can they?
Oh, no, it would be 90 to 10 percentage points.
Right.
You see that in, like, where DeSantis cleaned up all of that in Florida.
Right.
He won by 70%.
Right.
And there was probably still a lot of it going on. But that just gives you a feel for the level of stuffing the ballot box that goes on.
Absolutely.
But that's my prediction, is that on the national scale, those 10 big cities, which are totally corrupt, you know, they're, you know, make Mayor Daley's Chicago look like a punk.
I have a different topic. I have another prediction. I rarely make predictions, but my prediction is that by the end of this calendar year, the last day of December this year, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler will no longer manufacture electric vehicles, at least not of any consequence.
Right. Well, yeah, I would agree with that. In their competition, the only reason they did it is because of Tesla, and now Tesla has switched, so it's like they're following the leader, and the leader isn't doing electric cars anymore, so they're all tooled up, all dressed up, but no place to go, because not many people are going to buy electric cars anymore. The trend is changing.
Anyway, that's
a good prediction.
Yeah. It was foolish from the get-go. What topic do you want to move on to next, sir?
Well, let's see. I think we kind of covered that one. Here's a good one. You always ask about archaeology. I actually got a few of them today. But I call it the Neanderthal myth. And this has been propagated. It's one of these scientific facts that's repeated until everybody believes it, that you and I and everybody on planet Earth, literally, this is kind of contradictory, too, with some of the reigning theories of where man came from. But everybody has a little piece of DNA from Neanderthals in them. You, me, everybody else. You know, like we're kind of cavemen. And this goes back to the Carl Sagan, evolution concept that, and of course, going all the way back to Darwin, but that, you know, people have a little bit bigger brain and we're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones still out there in the jungle. That's the implication. And so here we go again with the Neanderthal myth, that somehow everybody has a piece of Neanderthal in them.
Right,
when
right.
In reality, man in his current form, including the blacks and the Asians and the Caucasians like us and all these other races, you might call, which is a bad term, and species is a bad term, so we need new words there. But these have been in existence for possibly hundreds of thousands of years on this planet, and probably a lot longer in their current form. And so what I find is that Neil deGrasse Tyson has been, his little face has been popping up, and Carl Sagan was his protege.
Right.
Because he did the Cosmos 2 series, and Drew Young got all the actors back together, except Carl was dead. So they got Neil deGrasse Tyson, spokesperson for everything standard science, and put him in there as the face of reason and logic in modern science. But he's been pounding on this idea of panacea, this one continent concept where all the continents moved apart. And then also the Alaskan land bridge thing, that the man had crossed. And then also, if he, I saw him recently state that all men including you and me and everybody else on the planet, were descendants of the black people in Africa. So,
oh, really?
Now, since most of the genetic characteristics of us people, the white people, are not dominant, then how did somehow we evolve from black people? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense, because on the other hand, he says that all people descended from black people in Africa. So anyway, but they're really pounding on this, and I just, there's something going on.
I was going to say, what would be the reason for this?
The agenda. And I think it's part of a much bigger agenda. I just watched a great interview. I think everybody should watch this. It's Tucker Carlson interviewing Brand. What's his first? Russell Brand.
Russell Brand,
Who's the English comedian turned political commentary, and then he had his life destroyed, demonetized, and accused of raping women and everything bad.
Right.
But anyway, it's a great interview, because here you have two pretty high-level characters, Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand, both who were basically destroyed overnight by the big system, which includes big pharma and, you know, the intel agencies, etc., who controlled the COVID thing, the COVID narrative, the elections, pick your topic, science. And so what I see is this is part of a much bigger agenda to take total control of information. And a big part of this, you probably know if you've read The Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars. I think I got that right. Is that the name of it?
That's the title of it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at the very end, they target science, mathematics, and logic. That's what they're targeting. So Neil deGrasse Tyson is the point man for that, giving you the historical facts, the evolution of man, the evolution of the planets, how the stars work, the galaxies, the universe, the Big Bang, everything standard science.
Right.
And so I think this is part of a very broad agenda to drive home standard beliefs, which the big part of science and mathematics is atheism.
Right.
That there is no designer, there's no creator, that this just all happened from nothing, from a little point, and everything was in there, and what could be wrong with that? 13 billion laters, here we are walking around, driving SUVs up and down the road. That's the picture of evolution that is presented. And of course, since nobody has a record of the 13 billion years, who's going to say that's wrong?
Right.
Of course, it doesn't add up, doesn't make any sense. And even when you peel back the first onion layer at third grade, none of it makes any sense. But my belief, and, you know, being on the receiving end of a lot of this, and it's behind the scenes. It's like somebody's poking you under the table kind of the thing. And that's what's happening to me. It's not really, I don't think I'm a major figure where everybody's listening to James McCanney. You know, a lot more people listen to me on this show than on my own show. But I don't think I would call myself a major threat. But a lot of people listen to me relative to science. And I think a big enough audience that I'm convincing that, you know, science as it's taught is a sham, that I'm having, you know, an influence on major people.
You're a bigger threat than you realize, and that's why they're going after you. As the old saying goes, you know, you're over the target when you're taking flak. You're obviously a threat, and they feel threatened.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they have their list. I'm maybe not high on it, but I'm on it. You know, I guess that's what counts.
Absolutely. You know?
But anyway, that's what I see as the election, something's going to happen in May. I've said that before. They have to time it so that it's ramped up, it's crescendoing at the time of the election.
Here's our break. Call number 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's Day sale of Liberty Rock Eaters is in effect right now, $500 off. Until Wednesday the 14th, a week from today. Go ahead and place your order. I do the sale price refund manually. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, before we get the archaeological update of the week, what is your tell us about your talk show, how people can listen live, and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Tomorrow night, Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad, airing in its 24th year, commercial-free. It will rebroadcast many times the different ways to listen on my webpage. And the archives, by the time tomorrow night rolls around, should all be back posted there for those who have been searching for archives. I always encourage people to do is to listen on the shortwave. Get yourself a shortwave radio because as happened in this past year, 2023, I was blocked. My feed was blocked on the internet. And so the only way to listen, and my webpage was hacked. So the only way to listen to me would have been if you had a shortwave radio. And so you don't have to listen to every show that way, but get yourself a shortwave radio because the times are coming very soon and actually are here now that require you to listen on shortwave.
All right. What is the archaeological update for this week, sir?
There's a lot of talk about the Amazon jungle having been the residence for millions, literally millions of people when the Spanish arrived. And now that's one of those things that was well known at the time of the Spanish, and then it just kind of went the way of the dinosaur. It just, that little piece of history went away, and we really don't know how many Mayans were there in that time frame. What the extent there, again, the probably disease wiped out any remnant. But the in the same with the Incas. When the Spanish arrived, the Incas hid a lot of their goods and probably a lot of gold because they knew the Spanish were after gold. And of course, the Aztecs were decimated. It's public knowledge that the Cortez and the boys coming off the ships on horses were able to quickly defeat the Aztecs and then just decimate them into nothingness. But this issue of the Amazon jungle is gaining steam thanks to a lot of people who are pursuing this. And then the advent of the technology called LIDAR. It's a type of, I think it's like a microwave laser when they beam it down from above, like from an airplane, and then receive the signal back. It can differentiate between stone under the ground, just under the surface layer, and regular terrain. It gives you a different signal, so they can map these areas, which they've done now in places like Tikal and Guatemala and Honduras and southeastern Quintana Roo in Mexico. They've been doing this. And what they're realizing is these locations had millions of people. They had infrastructure. They had roads. They had water systems. They had agriculture to feed these people and entire civilizations. And it's a very short order in the tropics. If you don't cut stuff down in 6 months, you have trees growing.
Right.
In 2 years, you have forests growing. In 5 years, you have full-growth forest. Stuff grows fast. And then
in a couple of hundred years, you can't tell any human being has ever been there.
That's right. That's right. And then the trees decompose very quickly, creating dirt, etc. And so, yeah, this is within, you know, since the Spanish, the word is, or the belief is, that the people living in the Amazon jungle, like many of the natives of Western Hemisphere, died from diseases that were brought over by the Spanish, that they had developed a resistance. And that's the same with the American Native Americans in North America, the what is now Mexico, Central America, South America. But the Amazon region, and of course, along the Amazon, the only place they really knew about was along the Amazon River, but the entire Amazon may have been populated. But so anyway, that's I think I've mentioned some about this before, that the world of archaeology is reverting back to the 1800s,
really,
where individuals with money, with their own support, with their own initiative, are going out into these regions and funding the studies like in the old days.
Because
the people that should be doing this, the people in universities, who archaeologists, who are professional archaeologists, don't like to get their feet wet, or you know, crawl around the jungle where there's bugs and snakes and
understood.
Other things.
Understood. No bugs. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Doesn't happen very often, but we now have a sale on Liberator rocket heaters, $500 off. That's a big chunk of savings. $500 off the Liberator rocket heaters for 1 week until Valentine's Day, midnight, the 14th, a week from today. Go ahead and place your order. I'll do the sale price refund manually. Building the Professor James McCanney's website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, this technology, I assume, is being used around the Great Pyramid in that area, sir?
And remind me again, John. The
technology.
The ladder. Yes. It's hard to say where it's gone, you know, all the different places where this has been used. There's another technique, too, that it kind of looks like a lawnmower that you, with tracks, and it's a ground-penetrating radar that has been used. And in the area of the pyramids, they've discovered tunnels underneath the Sphinx. They've discovered tunnel systems under the pyramids. And so anyway, it's another technique to discover what is under the ground without digging all the way down there. But and there are areas also that I have personally identified that I would like to use the ladder areas where I've been myself, and remote areas that there's just, we know there has to be traces, at least traces of humans. But anyway, it's going to be used more and more. There'll probably be more installations. And by the way, I get feedback from the XPRIZE because I was a finalist there, so I'm an alumnus of that organization. But there was an XPRIZE where they went underwater, and they were giving prizes for underwater exploration. But it's remarkable how little of the ocean floor has been actually surveyed with any degree of accuracy. So there's huge amounts, and especially on places like the continental shelf, the entire eastern U.S. is in the Gulf of Mexico and all the way down through Mexico and down the east coast of South America has a continental shelf. And, of course, it's used for fishing. It's good and because of the wildlife that grows there. But those areas are ripe with ancient structures, and none of it has been surveyed. So there are estimates that we probably have knowledge of less than 1%, probably much less than 1% of the entire surface of the world above ground or above water and below water. So, yeah, this is a field that's ripe for investigation. And like I said, it's going to take individuals to go out and spend their time and money investigating this.
It will take my friend Steve Quayle. He's been doing some of this high-tech equipment down in Mexico and finding all kinds of artifacts. Well, you ready for some callers here, Jim? We got some callers on hold.
Just one other quick comment.
Sure.
We were talking about science and any danger I might pose to the powers that be. Yeah, just remember that science, math, and logic are the three things specifically they want to attack. And if I'm a threat, it's because not only do I criticize standard science, I replace it. I'm smart enough to go toe-to-toe with these people, and they know they can't touch me. I had a debate on national radio with the host was George Norrie on Coast to Coast. This was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, with Dr. David Morrison, who was another one of Carl Sagan's prime students, and he's the head of the Near-Earth Asteroid Division of NASA. I mean, a guy way up there in NASA. And I debated him toe-to-toe on the issue of electricity in the solar system and won the debate with a call-in vote. So they can't match what I can do, and they know it. So the only other thing they can do is try and attack me, as they've always done, through attacking either income or other ways, like behind the scenes.
Amazing. All right. Our first caller is Ken in Texas. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Well, Jim, you know you're dangerous for the reason you haven't brought up on this call or on this show is your work in prime numbers. You know, the AES 128-bit and 250-bit standard is 256-bit standard is, you know, in jeopardy because of that. And, you know, how are they going to do their CBDC if they don't have that encryption standard? But anyhow, I thought I'd throw that out there. But one of the things I want to say thank you for.
That's another one of my gems, yeah.
Yeah, no pun intended,
what am I
your
doing?
Gems.
I'm solving a mathematics problem. That's what I was doing. But, you know, I worked in encryption for 25 years professionally in the telecommunications industry, so I knew what I was doing. And I knew when I broke the codes that and published it, that it would be, not met with, there would be a lot of chagrin in the faces of all these people, especially the developers for the military who used it, you know, willy-nilly all over the place. But not to mention the banking industry and, like you say, the governments who are trying to introduce new policies, and not to mention the intel agencies who want to sell you that kind of encryption, making you think it's safe. So anyway, that's the short version.
Yeah, and I had to also say a big thank you because I ordered my MR5 on a Saturday, and I got it on the next Saturday, and I haven't got it installed yet because we still have some hard freezes here, but I had big thanks for getting that to me so quickly, because it's great comfort to know that I have that now, so the proverbial stuff ever hits the fan, you know, that's going to be a critical part of carrying on.
Clean water, that's number one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely critical. The other thing I wanted to mention is the work of a Dr. David Gentry on polonium halos in granite and the environmental or whatever you want to call it, terrain requirements for those to happen in granite, really put a big wrench in the works for the evolutionary debate. For the people that aren't familiar with that, I wanted to bring that up because it's quite fascinating. And I found out about it quite a few years ago, but was just reminded of it recently. And so like to get people talking about that. But anyhow, thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Oh, there is one other thing. Little bit of a comedy type thing. I think people are pronouncing the POTUS's last name incorrectly. It's not Biden. It's Bahiden. And I think
that is some people say, oh, Biden.
Yes. But with the whole ecumenical thing and all that and the Baha'i faith, I think that, you know, the significance of that will, you know, it'll hit sooner or later. But Baha'iden. Anyhow, thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for the call. Jim, our next caller is Oregon from Norway. Good morning, Oregon.
Hi there, folks. I kind of always liked when John... Stadtmiller referred to Biden as Jojo. I didn't give him more respect than a... what a creep you have in the White House these days. It seems like the wind has turned very much in favor of Trump also on the social media. So it's far easier to see some really positive words on Trump. Here, there, and everywhere, and as we go deeper into the election, and I agree with you guys that it would be really, really nice if Trump could say some words about Operation Fast Track, and it's a biggie, but at the same time, there really is no other guy to vote on than Trump, as it is.
No, that's the issue of two-party politics. There's never a clear 100% good answer, especially in today's world.
And I always
with
kind
the expense that you have to go through to be... to just get up in that lead. There's very few people that can compete at that level.
That who was the libertarian that was up against Obama? You remember? What's his name? His son is in the White House or something. He was one of the first, Twitter candidate. He campaigned on Twitter, beat all the others. But again, as always, the mass media just stifled his voice, even though he was winning a lot of places. And it is so annoying. I often wish I lived in Oslo again, because then I would meet a lot of people in the media and I would not stop asking them what's wrong with your head until they find there is a true north and a true south on the compass, because they just cannot help themselves holding it upside down, no matter where they turn it.
Oregon, the true 2020 election should have been between Trump and Tulsi Gabbard. A lot of people don't know that. But she won by hands down a huge margin the Iowa primary and for Democrats. And she would have continued, you know, she would have gained attention. If you remember, they took 2 weeks to announce the winner. So a little shuffling went on behind the scenes there. But that really should, if the people had the voice to actually elect people, that would have been the ticket for 2020 election, Tulsi Gabbard versus Donald Trump. And that would have been a good one. That would be the equivalent of Sunday's Super Bowl, where you have two really evenly matched teams with something to say.
I've followed Gabbard over since I was made aware of her. I think I saw her first on an interview on Joe Rogan, and you talked about her, and I'm like, okay, it's a Democrat, and she talks like a Democrat, but at least she managed to talk some common sense also here and there.
I didn't want to get off on politics too far. That's like,
no.
I'm trying to stay out of that realm.
Yeah, I'm really just calling in to hear, did you see any on the trajectory of those comets I talked about last week? And you have any thoughts about it?
I didn't. Send it to me again. But when I looked, I didn't see any sun data. You sent me orbits, but you didn't talk about the sun, and I didn't have time to go in and research that all myself. But send it again with more data relative to what the sun was doing at those crossing times.
Well, that's the problem of working from the cell phone. I would like to go and look at more pages and get more data. I'm a bit...
I've been really busy with other things.
For sure. Yes. Same here also. It's a nice winter, though. I just hang up with you guys now, and we'll talk again soon. I hope.
Thank you.
Okay, Oregon, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay, Jim, we've got about 3 minutes before the next break, sir.
Let me think here. Going to look into my notes here. Oh, this is a good one. There's more and more talk now. About every few months, somebody comes with an idea to beam energy through the atmosphere, either some form of energy they garner from the sun in outer space. The latest one is to put big reflectors up there so they can beam just raw sunlight down onto solar panel fields. And I'm reading this and I'm going, you know, it won't work because if you concentrate the energy enough, you're going to kill birds and animals. And then 80% of that excess energy coming into Earth is going to come up in the form of heat because the solar panels are only 20% efficient. That other 80% goes up in atmospheric heat. This is just another bad idea to try and solve the world energy problem. And whenever they do that, whether they want to create electricity in outer space and beam it down as microwave to receptors on Earth or whatever, it's always the same end result, that you're taking huge amounts of energy from outside the planet and putting it into the planet, and it's worse actually than burning fossil fuels. So anyway, just another bad idea. But in the field of energy, what I've learned is that if it isn't going to work, if it's a pie in the sky, which this literally is, if it's not going to work, it gets funding, it gets notoriety, it gets press releases, and things that will work don't see the light of day.
Right. Well, much of what's going on with this alternative energy is a scam, such as these massive windmills that actually have electric motors to make it look like they're doing something when, in fact, they're not.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and Warren Buffett even said he's the one that made the most money off of government subsidies. He said outright, he said, this stuff doesn't work. I just invested for the tax write-off and sell it off after the next year. He doubled his wealth from $20 to $40 billion in 2 years by investing in three-blade wind turbines and by the government subsidies.
Well, if they worked, they wouldn't need government subsidies. They'd make their profit on their own, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. You would put them in to generate electricity and become the power company.
Exactly.
That's what you would do if they worked. That would be the business model.
Well, power companies would be the first ones to build these things. They wouldn't need subsidies, would they?
Correct, yeah.
Amazing. Here's our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Jim, got about 3 minutes here, sir, to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Yes, John. I had a couple thoughts here. There's a guy named Elon Musk who... I view him from two different points of view. One is he's really a smart guy. I mean, he's a physicist by trade. He's by education and very innovative, things like that. But very clearly understands a lot of physics, geology, and really a broad background because he's not just stuck in some PhD corner. But the other thing is there's some stuff that he's really off the mark on. And I would say, for example, he's one of the primary motivators for AI. I mean, it's in his automobiles.
Right.
It's they're building robots. They're doing AI research. He's put the chip in the person's brain. They've actually done it. They have a human brain interface to the internet. And these are all really dangerous things. So on the one hand, he's saying everybody's got to stop doing this AI. And he's the leader of the AI development. And the other thing is in outer space, he has no clue about space radiation or electricity. You know, and in spite of SpaceX, which is just is an amazing company, if you look at what they're doing, they're going to do more launches in 2024. Their success record is equal to what the Russians have been doing for decades. I mean, his design teams are the premier rocket engineers going. But there again, he doesn't understand runway to orbit. Instead, he's concentrating on high-volume rockets to get payload, heavy payloads into outer space. But those are some things that he's really missing the boat on. And it's like he's like in a cell where nobody can really communicate with him on these topics. And they're some of the most important. They're real showstoppers, really, for progress. And so anyway, that's my view. And, you know, once again, just really, really intelligent person, real normal, down to earth, just happens to be the richest guy on the planet with money to burn. And but unfortunately is clueless, apparently, about all these other things.
All right. Well, you continue your research and continue to give us your commentary every week, and we really appreciate that, Jim.
Yeah. Well, the reason that's important, because it affects a lot of people.
Right.
You know, and these people with a lot of money, you know, Bezos, and, you know, what's worse than a government with a lot of money is an individual with a lot of money, because they can do whatever they want. And, you know, us sitting out here in the bleachers cannot really do much to sway them in one direction or another.
Yep. Well, the world is a fast-changing place, and we do our best to give people the real information, don't we, sir?
Exactly. Well, anyway, thanks, John, and take care, everybody.
Have a great week. We'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.